John McGivern. Colleen is Colleen and Maureen, your yes. sisters. Mm-hmm. Did they visit the medium yet, or are they going to go visit a medium?
They're on their way to Florida. They're visiting my brother Jimmy, who lives in Sarasota, and my brother Timmy, who lives outside of Tampa in Tarpon Springs. And
I just love, can I just say this? Jimmy, Timmy, Maureen, Colleen. I just love the names.
So Colleen and Maureen have set up an appointment with a medium down in Tampa because they believe that they're going to connect to the late spirit of my mother and my father.
Okay. Now, is this something that they typically do?
Like, never done it before.
Oh, they've never done it.
No. Huh. And why Florida? Just because they're going to see their
my sister-in-law is in that business. Oh. My sister-in-law is a past life regressionist, and she knows people in that business, and this is a really well-known, well-respected medium in Florida.
Okay.
So they're going to see her. So, like, everybody in my family have been connected somehow with the spirit of my mother. Like, this is, like, they're all like, I found a dime.
Oh,
and
I
think this is, and I'm like, so I'm like, I have not found a dime. Right. Like, there's not a dime I found. You know, they went to a hotel. So this dime is this running theme of my mother showing up through our family,
But
there's some symbolism or something.
But they're all like, well, you're not going to find a dime. Mother's ashes are in your home. Oh. So you're with mom. I'm like, oh, okay. But I'm like, mom, would you drop a dime for God's sake?
One. Have you been to a medium?
I've never been. Hmm. No, but I want to go. Yeah. Have you been?
Yeah, I have.
And what happened?
A couple of times. Nothing exciting to me. I saw Teresa Caputo when she was here, like at the Riverside.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And I, you know, there was a lot of people there. And then I went to a more intimate one with some mutual friends of ours. And mm-hmm. I think I was the only one there that didn't have anyone come through.
And did they have people come through?
Mm-hmm.
They did.
Mm-hmm.
And was it evident to them that they were there, or were they like,
maybe. I think that they were all, it was all very evident.
Did you hear Valerie Bertinelli said the spirit of Eddie Van Halen visited her? Marcus, check me on this. Didn't she say like a bird or something? Like
a flock of birds.
A flock
of one birds. Bird, and then she felt that Eddie was visiting her, and then a flock of birds came.
There was no dime. She didn't find a dime.
No.
But she saw a bird.
Right after my mom died, there was a little yellow bird that would come and hang out at Colleen's house in Cedarburg.
Oh.
And she was like, oh, my God.
Don't you think, though, that's just a human need?
Like, yeah.
It's just a need a need to connect.
But I do believe that there is something to mediums. I really do. I believe that there's a connection.
I think there are people who are sensitive.
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
But I don't know that, you know. Well, let's just say I think some of it can be show busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
A lot of show biz. But
I'm excited to see. Of course, my sisters are like, I don't know if they're going to, I don't know. I don't know if anybody's going to come through,
I can't wait to hear what happens.
Me too. When they're going. So Colleen has her appointment 1 hour. And then the next hour is my sister Maureen. But they're like, we're not going to tell her that we're sisters. It's like, take a look at your faces. And your name is Colleen and Maureen. The woman's going to be like, I have a feeling.
Yeah, right. That you two are related.